This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham construction firms have seen steady work with projects downtown and in other hot spots around the area. But the big question is, how long can it last? We try to get some answers in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, the paper looked at this question, and you did it by analyzing commercial permits over the last several years. And what's the trend that you found?
Well, we found that the market really is still gaining momentum, which we didn't really know what to expect when we dove into these numbers, because you've seen a lot of projects that were recently completed. So what we did is we went back to 2012, and we view that as kind of when the building boom started in earnest here in Birmingham. So over that time, it's steadily grown. Last year, we had about $900 million worth of building permits. And over the past, I guess since 2012, we've had about $3.1 billion in building permits in Metro Birmingham. The last 2 years alone accounted for more than half that. And that momentum is still climbing. If you look in early 2017, we're outpacing last year, which was our strongest year in a long, long time. And we're already outpacing that by about 20% so far through the first 3 months of the year. So that's really positive news and signals that there's some optimism that's going to keep growing.
So when you look at these numbers, most of the building permits in terms of value are in Birmingham. You would expect that. But Homewood disproportionately saw more building permits in terms of value than other areas. Do we have a sense of why?
Two reasons. One, Sanford. Sanford is kind of an outlier in that, having a university. I mean, we've seen it with several of the schools around here, a lot of building projects. Sanford's no different. Also, the big retail projects and apartment projects they've had in Homewood, such as the new Target development that opened a few years back. Also, they had a major apartment complex that was $40, $50 million somewhere in that neck of the woods. They might not have had as many permits filed, but they had a very, very high dollar permits filed, particularly on the Sanford campus.
Now, you said there's a lot of optimism. There's still momentum. Are there any challenges or concerns looking ahead?
We talked to a lot of commercial real estate brokers and construction people about that. I mean, they pointed to a few things as kind of this is going to be the defining factor. I mean, one of them is, are more people and companies, especially companies, going to start continuing to move around really from outside the area? That's the key, because obviously if not, you're just kind of moving people and money around within the metro area. They would like to see more companies moving headquarters or moving employees into Metro Birmingham. That's something that could jumpstart construction. Another key is kind of demand on the apartment side. All these apartment complexes we've had built in recent years, if those lease up at a pretty fast pace, that could really spark even more multifamily construction, because a lot of this construction boom has been apartment construction. If those apartments don't lease up as well as expected, that could kind of put a little damper on things.
Well, also, real estate brokers say one part of Birmingham's city center resurgence that's particularly active right now is office space, as more companies are moving to downtown or looking to move downtown. But new data shows that office rents are not rising. And Ty, explain this disconnect here.
Even though we have had a lot of success in office, as I mentioned, alluded to earlier, we're seeing a lot of people just kind of move around within the metro area. So obviously, that's not necessarily creating new demand. There's definitely pockets of demand, but even in what you would call probably a somewhat high demand right now, which is downtown, even there, the office rents haven't really been climbing to the rate that commercial real estate brokers would like to see. One reason for that is we have a lot of office space that's still vacant. What brokers have told us is, over time, they're optimistic that we're going to start to see those rents climb up, especially in downtown, if these current trends and these current desire of companies to be there continues. On the suburban side, though, if that migration to downtown continues, that would create a little bit of challenge on those rents. It might push those down. It all comes down to supply and demand.
Well, finally, banks' balance sheets swelled with what's called other real estate owned in the wake of the Great Recession, thanks largely to a spike in foreclosures. But the latest numbers show Birmingham banks have steadily decreased the amount of this type of real estate on their books. And Ty, for those of us not in banking, what do we take away from this?
Well, it really all stems down to the health of the bank and kind of and the lending environment. And that's why most people would probably care about this. So the less other real estate owned, or the less real estate that banks have on their books, the more money they have to lend, and the better their capital levels look, the better their balance sheets are. So ultimately, when you see these numbers going down, that's going to suggest that the borrowing environment might be perking up. I think when you think about what's going on with the federal government and talk of less regulation for banks, I think Birmingham bankers are happy about that. That could push them into doing more loans and taking on a little bit more risk. One thing to note with the data and the reason the year's going down is the housing market in Birmingham, in particular, is doing really, really well. A lot of the real estate that banks have owned has been on the residential side. With a hot housing market, a strong economy, and low interest rates, you are seeing a lot of banks being able to get a decent amount of money for the assets that they were owning, whereas in the wake of the recession. A lot of them were selling for pennies on the dollar. They just held on to them because they couldn't find buyers. So I think that's another factor driving this.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.